Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number 5. The Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi, this is Daniel Johnston, and thank you so much for tuning in to the 5th episode of the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast. I really appreciate it. We've got a great show, or I've got a great show planned for you here today. I promised last time that I was going to have a special guest on here, and I'll reveal now that that's Iron Man Carl from Boys Rule, Boys Read. It's a weird domain name, but just search Boys Rule, Boys Read. He's a librarian, and he's got a great website. However, our schedules are going to be a little difficult, and so I'll have him on the show at some point. I'm not sure when, but I'll definitely try to get some guest on the show next week. Either way, it's going to be a great show. So thanks for listening. And this show, we're going to talk about NaNoWriMo. Now, I've had a lot of experiences with NaNoWriMo, and a lot of you probably have. I think probably most of you know what it is, National Novel Writing Month. So basically, the idea is that you write a novel, a full novel in 1 month. So I'm going to talk first about some of my past experiences of trying to write novels. So I've always enjoyed writing stories and stuff, you know, from when I was young. I would always write stories and sell them and give them out to people and stuff. And I enjoyed doing that a lot. And I always loved reading, staying up till 2 in the morning, reading every night. I think it was once I read Gordon Corman's books that I really started wanting to write myself, because I really loved his writing style, and writing just started really attracting me after that. So I started trying to write, a novel. There are a number of novels that I tried to write. Some of them I got even like 30, 40 pages through, pretty far, but never was I able to actually finish a novel or even get close. Most of the time I would like be skipping around between different novels, and then even when I did get excited and want to write one, it would never actually happen. So I've always wanted to write a novel, but it's not that easy. So with NaNoWriMo, though, it is a lot easier, because what happened with me with NaNoWriMo, I first heard of it on ZenHabits.net. Probably most of you know about that website by Leo Babauto, very well-known site. And he's done NaNoWriMo a couple times. However, I didn't think of actually doing it myself, because I didn't really have the time to do that, or really the interest in writing that much in that short of an amount of time. But in English class, our teacher told us in October, I think, that in the month of November we were going to do something really special, and he didn't tell us what it was. And I asked him, are we doing NaNoWriMo? And he said, don't ever say that word in my class again. So we did NaNoWriMo, and my grand count is 37,568 words. So I didn't get the full way. I didn't get to 50,000, but I stopped in the last week, because I went home and celebrated Thanksgiving with my family and everything, so I didn't want to be spending a lot of time writing. So, So, most of the people in my class didn't do that well. Most of them wrote a few thousand words. I remember one kid wrote like, I don't know, a couple kids wrote like 5,000, one wrote like 15,000, but he was just copying stuff just to fulfill the word count. And then another kid was kind of trying to race me, but of course he failed, but he got to like 25, 30,000, something like that. But yeah, I worked really hard. I was like doing extra stuff all the time, probably spent, you know, because I could write about a thousand words in like 30 minutes or something. So it'd give us a little time in class to work on it. But other than that, yeah, I really had to spend a lot of time on it to be able to write that much. And, so let me tell you a little about the novel itself. So I had written a short story for my creative writing class that I did online. It's actually on my website. Let me find where you go for it. It's called The Teacher Learns a Lesson of Love. So just search The Teacher Learns a Lesson of Love. Let me check if that'll pull it up in Google. No. Okay, so just go to my website and click on My Stories tab at the top of the page, and there it will be. It's just a little story, like it's about a page and a half or so, and it's centered around this girl named Samantha, and she really loves to jump rope, and the teacher is on leave, and so the substitute teacher for the rest of the year comes in and shortens recess. Samantha is really upset because that's when she gets to jump rope, but some of her friends, it's told from the perspective of one of her, or basically her boyfriend, and he has his friends come and watch her, and they start doing that every day because they really enjoy seeing her so happy. So that's the story. So when I heard we were going to do NaNoWriMo, I started thinking about different ideas, of course, and I decided to make that into a novel from the perspective of Samantha. And so I did. So it's third person, limited, I guess. And it just follows Samantha around as she struggles with her family fighting all the time, not having any friends at school. And then it climaxes her almost dying, running away from her father, and then discovering these jump roping kids, and she starts jump roping with them. She even becomes friends with them, and she's able to turn everything around in her life and deal with it a lot better. So that's the story. Still got a long way to go, just about the time when she's like getting into her new friend group. So there's a long way to go. Someday I'll finish it. I'm too busy right now, but I definitely plan to finish it at some point. So the thing about it is that doing NaNoWriMo really helped my writing a lot. Because to write that much, like to be able to meet the word count that I wanted, and I would have easily reached 50,000 words if I'd had another week, but to be able to reach the word count that I wanted in the limited time that I had, because at the same time, you know, it's my senior year, so I'm pretty busy, to be able to do that, I had to write a lot, but at the same time, like I said, like, I'm a writer, like, I love writing, and I'm not just gonna write junk, so, and I didn't. I think the writing in my story is actually very good, which is surprising, because I didn't edit it at all. I barely even had time to think about it. yeah, some of it is really good. Like, here, let me read some of this to you. Let's see. Samantha started walking at a quick pace along the dirt path. She had no idea where she was going, but she knew that she was going away from her dad, away from pain, and that was enough for her. After a few minutes, Samantha's adrenaline started to run out and her legs felt really sore. She wasn't used to running for her life, nor to walking as much as she had today. Either way, she still felt great. That was about more than adrenaline. Before long, the dirt road turned into a real paved road. That made Samantha happy. That at least meant she was going somewhere. Despite the pain in her legs, Samantha wished that the road would go on forever. There were no people there, nor any threat of them anytime soon, and that was exactly what she needed. Every person in her life seemed to somehow make things more difficult, even her beloved Aunt Jane. Samantha had never actually decided that Aunt Jane really was dead, but she accepted it, and she knew it. The road, of course, couldn't remain empty forever. Before long, a couple of buildings started to appear, then straight out houses and stores. A lot of the stores looked interesting, but there were no people around. Samantha wanted to just stop there, but something compelled her to go on. Eventually, in a road filled with a few stores and houses, Samantha thought she heard something. She stood still and tried to see if she could hear anything, but she couldn't. She continued walking, and she thought she heard something again. She stopped again, but still nothing. She became annoyed and forged on. Soon, however, it became evident that she wasn't hearing things. She could hear a loud ruckus, and it seemed to be emanating to the right of a crossroads she came to. A tight pain came to her chest, and she started to tremble a little. She could hear a lot of running and shouting, and it seemed as though half the town was gathered right behind the massive pine trees blocking them from her view. There was no way, however, that she could just walk by something like that without knowing what was going on. So she crept up behind the trees and peeked through them. At first, all she saw was chaos, but then she realized all the people there were children. That made Samantha's stomach turn. She didn't like children a whole lot. Her experience with them had been almost uniformly negative. After a few moments, however, she realized that she recognized one of the girls. The girl seemed to be front and center of everybody, and she had a massive smile on her face. Samantha tried to think where she had been, seen the girl before, and then realized what the girl was doing there. Samantha's heart skipped a beat with joy. Skipped a beat because the girl was jump roping. Yeah, okay, so it's not perfect or anything still. Has a lot of room for improvement, but it's pretty good. And after that, other writing assignments were just easy for me because before, like for my creative writing class, I was still doing it. And I was writing the story in the middle of it. At the beginning of the class, before I did NaNoWriMo, it was hard for me to write a story of like 1,000, 2,000 words. And then after doing NaNoWriMo, it was just easy to pound out like a 4,000 or 5,000 word story. All it took was time, but like it wasn't very hard at all. It just made writing so much easier because yeah, it's true, like the more you write, the better you get at writing. And NaNoWriMo is a great way, great motivation to write more, and to make your writing better. So, they also have a great online community. I was too busy though to be a part of it, but I've heard it's great. They have like forums and everything where you can get support. So, and then also though, not a lot of people know there's something called NaNoWriMo Camp, which is in the month of April, so it's like, they call it like an off-season thing or whatever, which is where it's kind of a less intense version of NaNoWriMo where in the month of April, you write a story between 10,000 and 100,000 words and you choose how long you want it to be. and what you want to write about. And so I'll probably try to do that. I'm not sure if I'm going to have the time, because I was able to do NaNoWriMo in November only because it was a school thing, but because I am in my senior year, and so I have a lot of stuff to do. But if I'm able to do it, I certainly will. I'd recommend checking it out. You can go to campnanowrimo.org and has information on that. Yeah, so thanks for listening. I just wanted to talk about NaNoWriMo because for people who want to be authors, but just have never, like, written a book or never been able to get the motivation or the time to sit down and write a book, NaNoWriMo is a great way of getting that experience of writing and writing a book. So I would definitely recommend doing it, checking it out. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com, where I have short stories that I've written. I have book reviews of kids fiction, middle grade fiction. And yeah, stay tuned for more episodes of my podcast. Next week, I'm going to have a special guest. Okay, see you later.